Hello, America. Thank you for joining Protecting Your Vote, the podcast of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, the nation's only public interest law firm dedicated exclusively to election integrity. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm the president of the Public Interest Law Firm. Thank you so much for joining today. We talk about election issues here, sometimes complicated, sometimes simple, sometimes scary. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think everybody cares about, and that's the 2020 election. Now, I've heard a lot of things about the 2020 election, and so have you, why it ended up the way it did. I've heard about satellites from outer space. I've heard about voting machines. I've heard about a lot of different things. But let me tell you what I think and others think is the single biggest thing that happened in the 2020 election. It's called Zuckbucks. Zuckbucks. Now, of course, all the rules are being broken in the 2020 election. We've covered that in other podcasts. We'll cover it again in the future. But the big thing that happened, it's one thing to break rules. It's another to exploit the breach. And what we're going to talk about today is Zuckbucks, how it affected places like Texas, Florida, what we're doing about it, and what we have to be careful of heading into 2022 and 2024. First of all, what are Zuckbucks? Zuckbucks are money that were given by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to an obscure nonprofit called the Center for Technology and Civic Life. They're in Chicago, Illinois. Before last year, their budget was about $600,000 a year. $600,000 a year. Last year, they got an injection of cash from Mark Zuckerberg of over $350 million, and other organizations were involved to another $100 million, total amount $450 million. Now, talk to anybody in politics. $450 million will buy a lot of stuff. $450 million will move a lot of minds. And so what did this money do? Well, let's go to Philadelphia, because there's a good example. In Philadelphia, the city election budget before Zuckbucks was $9 million. Zuckbucks, Center for Technology and Civic Life, gave Philadelphia $10 million. It more than doubled the budget of the city of Philadelphia. Now, remember, Pennsylvania was breaking all the rules, right? They were changing the rules of the game. They were excluding election observers. They were saying you didn't need this to send in a mail ballot, even though the law said otherwise. Supreme Court, Pennsylvania Supreme Court, election officials in Philadelphia, jokers like Al Schmidt, who's on the city elections commission there, were all behind this, even though he's a Republican, I might add. And they were changing the rules. And what did they do with Zuckbucks? They bought radio ads in Spanish language and urban radio, get out the vote. They went door to door collecting ballots. Oh, well, you might think that's a nice thing, but it wasn't happening in other counties in Pennsylvania. It wasn't happening in Lancaster, or Westmoreland, or Somerset, or Fayette, or Washington, or Bedford. It was only happening in the big urban cores and the surrounding areas. And so those Zuckbucks were fueling a ground game to turn out the polarized urban Democratic vote. It was private money flowing into election offices. And if you missed it, those are government offices. Just imagine if conservative organizations like the Public Interest Legal Foundation and others came up with $450 million, gave it to election offices, and told them what to do. Where is Sheldon Whitehouse, senator from Rhode Island? Hello? What would he do? You know exactly what would happen. They would go crazy and attack the use of private money to tell government officials what to do. In the old days, they were called bribes. They were called payoffs. But in the year 2020, it was called good government by the New York Times. And so these hundreds of millions of dollars didn't just go to Philadelphia. They went to Detroit, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Lansing, Madison, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Maricopa County, Fulton County, Georgia. The list goes on and on. Oh, yes, there were some fig leaves thrown around in some red counties where they can buy new printers or maybe get some reams of paper or a water cooler. But it wasn't the industrial scale get out the vote effort that happened in Detroit in Chicago, in Lansing, in all of these places where there are reliable Biden votes. Oh, this sounds like a conspiracy theory. No, just look at the data. Look at the disclosures. This is not secret, guys. You can go to the Philadelphia Election website and read the grant terms. It's not a secret. Wasn't that illegal? No, it's not illegal. It's not illegal for you sitting there to give your money to the government. It might be stupid, but it's not illegal. And that's exactly what happened in the 2020 election. Now, some places have since banned it, Texas being one. Texas legislature, and I'll get to the others shortly, passed a law to prevent private funding of election offices. It's like the militia, you know, or the posse. We don't have posses enforcing law in this country, or vigilantes. We have government officials elected or put there under the rule of law to run elections. So Texas had $36 million in Zuck Bucks last year in government election offices. Dallas County, $15 million. Harris County, $9 million. Webb County, $2 million. Bexar County, $2 million. Now, did it make any difference? Answer, yes. We have analyzed this carefully at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and it looks like Tarrant County very specifically flipped blue because of the deployment of Zuck Bucks. So it has a partisan impact because that's exactly what it was designed to do. In places like Pennsylvania, it was designed to crank up urban turnout. Now, some people say, how could that make a difference? After all, record percentages of African Americans voted for Donald Trump. And that's true. 15% in many places. In others, even higher. Record turnout compared to the paltry support among African Americans for Mitt Romney, John McCain, even George Bush. They voted for Trump in greater numbers. But if you're turning out urban votes across the board, you're still facing a 8-2, 4-1 proclivity to vote against Trump. So all you do is turn up, open the spigot in Philadelphia. And what we saw and what others have documented is the incredible amount of undervoting on these ballots. It was city official comes to your house with a ballot, vote for Biden, city official goes next door. No participation in down ballot races. And the undervoting was the highest in Philadelphia. And you could see a correlation as you leave the city, go to Montgomery County, Bucks County, where the undervoting, where they don't vote for anybody else, gradually mitigates. And by the time you get out to Lancaster, there isn't much undervoting. So Zuck Bucks played a difference. It turned into a highly efficient turnout machine to defeat Donald Trump. And that's exactly what it was designed to do. How do we know that? Because the people who made it happen are hardcore radicals like Vanita Gupta, who's now the associate attorney general, who used to be a civil rights activist. She met with Zuckerberger and his wife over dinner in the fall to cook this thing up. Now, what are we doing about it? The Public Interest Legal Foundation has sued counties and will sue more who refuse to turn over the Zuck Bucks in states that now ban it, like Florida. Florida passed a law, as did Georgia, Texas, Arizona, and Iowa, to prohibit the private funding of government election offices. They did the right thing and passed that law. Well, some counties in Florida, like Palm Beach County, kept holding on to their treasure chest and kept holding on to the Zuck Bucks and possibly using it again in 2022, maybe against Ron DeSantis. What the Public Interest Legal Foundation did is sue to force Palm Beach County to give up that money and send it back. Now, the court didn't hear the case on, some would call it technicality, but that's okay because Palm Beach County capitulated right after and sent the money back. That's the outcome we wanted, victory. And other counties around the country in states that ban Zuck Bucks continue to hold on to those Zuck Bucks. We may be hearing more about this shortly. So what should your state do? It should pass a law that bans private funding of elections. Virginia legislators opposed it. They killed the bill. South Carolina, what happened there? Languished in the legislature, total Republican legislature, Didn't pass, can't explain it. Other states introduced it. Other states haven't passed it yet. They should. So that's the story of the 2020 election. I'm so thankful that you tuned into Protecting Your Vote. We're going to cover all kinds of election issues here, not just Zuckbucks, but a lot more. This is a huge issue for people. Thank you for caring about it. You can find more information about the Public Interest Legal Foundation at publicinterestlegal.org. That's publicinterestlegal.org. I'm J. Christian Adams. You've been listening to Protecting Your Vote. Thank you very much.